favor.
A prayer for Donald Trump from the collection of prayers for the precious. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you, President Donald Trump, and your entire house, your nation, the United States of America, and all of your people to our Father in heaven. God is good. His mercy endures forever. God is good to you, Donald Trump. God is good to all of your people, for the Lord God is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. According to the working of God's mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand, in the heavenly places far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come, and in that magnificent name, Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over you and your entire house, all of your family on every side, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed, your land and your nation. We go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you, your posterity, and your house, for your entire family, your friends, neighbors, and countrymen, for all the brethren, all the leaders throughout the world, and all men. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hear us, O Lord, for your loving kindness is good. Turn to us according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you. In the name of Jesus, let us love the name of the Lord. In Christ we call upon our Father God, and in Christ we ask that he will look on you and your family favorably, you and your family with favor, and make you fruitful, multiply you, and confirm his covenant with you. You shall eat the old harvest and clear out the old because of the new. In Christ we pray that you and your loved ones will eat the bread of the covenant with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. Well, God will set his tabernacle among you, and his soul shall not abhor you. He will walk among you and be your God, and you shall be his people. He is the Lord our God, and he has broken the bands of your yoke and made you walk upright. It is written, I will dwell in you and walk among you. I will be your God, and you shall be my people. Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name, for you alone are holy. For all nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgments have been manifested. In the name of Jesus, praise the name of the Lord our God, who has dealt wondrously with you and your family. Blessed of the Lord is your land, with the precious things of heaven, with the dew and the deep lying beneath, with the precious fruits of the sun, with the precious produce of the months, with the best things of the ancient mountains, with the precious things of the everlasting hills, with the precious things of the earth and its fullness, and the favor of him who dwelt in the bush. Let the blessing come on your head and on the crown of your head. Let the blessing come upon your head and the head of your family, all your house. In Christ we pray, in the name of Jesus, the Lord, the Holy One in Israel, that you and your family will be satisfied with favor and full of the blessing of the Lord and possess your land. Abiding in the Son and the Father, we petition Jesus Christ, the author of eternal salvation, the King of righteousness, the King of peace, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, the Son of God, called by God as High Priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek, of the God Most High, the possessor of heaven and earth, to bless you and your house. In Christ we pray that you and your family will find grace and favor in his sight, and he will show you a sign that it is him who talks with you and blesses you. God, justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus, he will set his glory among your house and all of the nations. All your people and all of the nations shall see his judgment which he has executed, and his hand which he has laid on you. You shall know that he is the Lord your God from that day forward. You shall know that he is your Lord your God from that day forward. In the name of Jesus, there is none like him. In Christ we pray that you and yours will be most blessed, that you will be favored by your brothers and sisters in Christ. Your sandals shall be iron and bronze. As your days, so shall your strength be. There is no one like the God Most High who rides the heavens to help you, and in his excellency on the clouds. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He will thrust out the enemy from before you. In Christ we pray that you and your house will find favor in the eyes of the Lord, and he will show you his habitation. By his favor, the Lord will make your mountain stand strong. The Lord our God has a mighty arm. Strong is his hand and high is his right hand. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Mercy and truth go before his face. Blessed are you, his people, who know the joyful sound. You shall walk in the light of his countenance. In Christ we pray that in his name you and your people will rejoice all day long, and in his righteousness you were exalted. For he is the glory of your strength, and in his favor your horn is exalted. For your shield belongs to the Lord, and you to the Holy One of Israel. In the name of Jesus, in the majesty to the name of the Lord, in Christ we pray that the Lord God will find you. With his holy oil he will anoint you, that with you in your house his hand shall be established. Also his arm shall strengthen you. The enemy shall not outwit you and your loved ones, nor the son of wickedness afflict you. May the Lord God beat down your foes before your face and plague those who hate you. May God's faithfulness and his mercy be with you and your people, and in his name your horn shall be exalted. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor you will surround him as with a shield. In Christ we pray, you and your family will cry to the Lord. You are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Shout for joy and be glad. Let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in your prosperity. Grace be poured upon your lips. Let your tongue speak of his righteousness, and may you praise his name forever. In the name of Jesus, called faithful and true, in Christ we entreat the favor of the Lord our God and pray for you and your house, that the Lord God remembers you with the favor he has toward his people. Oh, that he will visit you and your loved ones with his salvation, that you and your family may see the benefit of his chosen ones, that you may rejoice in the gladness of this nation, that you may glory with his inheritance. The Lord our God has called you in righteousness and will hold your hand. He will bring you by a way you did not know, and he will lead you in paths you have not known. He will make darkness light before you, and the crooked places straight. These things he will do for you and your family, and not forsake you. In Christ we pray that you will listen to him, hear instruction, and be wise, and do not disdain his wisdom, but find life and obtain favor from the Lord God. In Christ we ask, in the name of Jesus, that you and your house will find grace and favor in God's sight, and he will know you by name, show you his glory, make his goodness pass before you, and he will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. According to his excellent greatness, he will show you his way, that you may know him, and that you and your house may find favor in his sight. In Christ we pray that the Lord our God will go with you and go among you, even though you are a stiff-necked people, and pardon your iniquity and your sin, and take you as his inheritance. Truly, you shall see the work of the Lord, for it is an awesome thing that he will do with you and yours. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. In the name of Jesus, holy and true, in Christ we ask God to enlighten your eyes and give you a measure of revival, that you and yours will prepare your heart and stretch out your hand toward God, that you will find favor in His sight and He will increase His mercy toward you. May the Lord grant you and your people life and favor, and may His care preserve your spirit. Surely you will increase in wisdom and grow in stature and in favor both with the Lord and man, and obtain favor with all who see you. In Christ we pray that you and your people will be steadfast and not fear, that you will forget your misery and remember it as waters that have passed away, and your life will be brighter than noonday. Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of His, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holy name. For His anger is but for a moment, His favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. May the Lord turn your mourning into dancing and clothe you with gladness. Truly, you will be like the morning. You will be secure and rest in safety. In Christ we pray that God, our God, will anoint you with the oil of gladness, and all your garments be scented with myrrh and aloes and cassia, to the end that our glory may we sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord our God, we will give thanks to you forever. In the name of Jesus, just and true are His ways. In Christ we pray that the Lord will be with you and your people, and whatever you do, the Lord will make prosper, that you shall not go empty-handed. The Lord will give you favor in the sight of your enemies, so that they grant you whatever you request. May the Lord deliver you and yours out of all your trouble, and give you favor and wisdom in the presence of your enemies. According to His abundant mercy, may God show you mercy and give you and your people favor in the sight of those who have authority over you. May God bless them for your sake. In Christ we pray that God will bring you into favor and goodwill of all those that touch your life, and cover you with loving favor and a good name. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, just and true are His works. In Christ we pray that you will entreat God's favor with your whole heart, that He will be merciful to you and your family according to His word. Surely you are a companion to those who fear the Lord and those who keep His precepts. The earth is full of the Lord's mercy. May He teach you and your people His statutes. Let Him deal well with you and your house according to His word. May the God of truth teach you good judgment and knowledge. In Christ we pray that you will fear God's commandment and be rewarded. You will have a good understanding and gain favor. You will be prudent and act with knowledge. For the law of the wise is a fountain of life to turn you away from the snares of death. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, and so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. In Christ we pray that you will trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths, that you will not be wise in your own eyes, but fear the Lord and depart from evil, and it will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. In Christ we urge you and your family to honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase, that you will repay according to the favor shown you, for with the same measure you use, it will be measured back to you. May you diligently seek God and find favor, for among the upright there is favor. For a good man obtains favor from the Lord. To the righteous good shall be repaid. We think, O God, on your loving kindness. According to your name, O God, so is your praise to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is full of righteousness. It was not your arm that saved you, and you did not gain possession of your land by your own might or by your own power, but by God's right hand, God's arm, and the light of His countenance, by the Spirit of the Lord, because He favored you. Jesus Christ, our King and Savior, commands the victory for you and your house. Through Jesus, you will push down your enemies. Through His name, you will trample those who rise up against you. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord your God has saved you and your house from your enemies and has put to shame those who hated you. The Lord God has been favorable to your land. He has forgiven the iniquity of you and your people, and He has covered all your sins. He has saved you from the hand of him who hated you and redeemed you from the hand of the enemy. the Ancient of Days came and a judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, which you are, and the time is here for you to possess the kingdom of God. Justice for man, for you, comes from the Lord, for in God's favor he has mercy on you. Gird your sword upon your thigh, O mighty one, with your glory and your majesty, and in your majesty ride prosperously because of truth, humility, and righteousness. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is a scepter of your kingdom. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, and in faith, we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house, and all of your people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify your time so that you will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify your space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in you. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The earth is the Lord's in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. As a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we claim you and your house, your entire bloodline, all of your people, your family, your children, and your children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Concerning this prayer of faith, we pray for you and your house. We come into agreement with you and with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life, being of one accord in prayer and with confidence as a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name. We ask our Father in heaven, believing that you and your descendants receive all we ask for you, knowing that it is the will of God and he hears us. As a co-worker of God, we are petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to you and your descendants according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to you and your house. In him who is true as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name, so be it. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.